Hey guys, it's Mike Chen. In this video, I am in Atlanta, Georgia, eating the best smash burger I have ever had at a gas station. And then went for some amazing Popeyes. Never seen a restaurant like this before. Finally, some pizza with an Indian twist. All these places I went to in this video, I would highly, highly recommend. And before getting to that, I just want to give a big thank you and shout out to the sponsor of this video, Cook Unity. If you don't know, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-consumer platform where freshly prepared, pre-selected meals are delivered to your door every single week. I've never seen anything like this before. This is really the most convenient way to get such a wide variety of restaurant quality food from award-winning chefs without actually having to go to a restaurant. And they definitely have a roster of all-star chefs from Food Network alums to James Beard Award winners. Like some of my favorites, I love the adobo short ribs from Andres Mendez. That short rib will melt in your mouth. Also, the bulgogi bibimbap from Esther Choi that I'm eating tonight. Oh, that's so good. I've been eating Cook Unity for the last couple weeks, by far my favorite. Also, for something light and refreshing and absolutely satisfying, the Chipotle Maple Glazed Salmon from Chef Ruben Garcia. That thing absolutely just falls apart. Another reason these meals taste so good, it all starts with the ingredients. Cook Unity chefs use humanely raised meats and ingredients whenever possible. Also, fresh seasonal products to just maximize flavor and nutrition. I mean, these are real chefs making these meals in small batches in regional micro kitchens located around the country. Nothing is mass produced, then the meals are chilled, sent right to your door, fresh, never frozen. And my favorite part, everything takes about 2 to 3 minutes to heat up, because when you're hungry, you want to eat right away. I mean, I love Korean food, I love bibimbap. And Chef Choi, one of the best in the business for creating traditional Korean food with a modern twist. Made where I used to live in Brooklyn, New York. This is actually really, really exciting. A lot of these chefs I've been a fan of for a long, long time, like Jose Garces, Mark Forgeon. I mean, you got an iron chef. So if you want to give it a try, go to cookunity.com/dumpling50. Or click the link in my description box below and use the code DUMPLING50 to get 50% off your first order of Cook Unity meals to try for yourself. You guys get a good workout doing this.
Yeah.
That is a lovely burger. Hey guys, this is Mike Chen here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm so excited for the food day today. On the menu, it's a giant seafood plate, a pizza with an Indian twist, and to start it all off, one of the best burgers in the state in a gas station. I am here at NFA Burger inside a Chevron station. And Billy, you run this place and you made the burgers yourself.
Yes.
And you had no cooking experience, no burger making experience.
Zero.
You just love burgers.
I love burgers.
You're gonna show me how to make one today.
I'm gonna teach you how.
And you give me a hat.
One of a kind hat, by the way.
Let's make a burger.
All right, let's do it. So at NFA, we do a double stack smash cheeseburger. So it's 75-25 ground beef, CAB, certified Angus beef, 2 slices of American cheese, 4 Mount Olive pickles, French's mustard, and our house-made seasoning and sauce.
My turn to make a smash burger. Two patties.
Two patties, right there.
Drop it there.
Make sure it stints a little.
Oh, that's the secret.
That's
make sure.
The secret to smashing. A good smash.
Secret of a good smash.
If it slides around, you're not gonna get a crispy end.
Oh, I did not know that.
Also, when you smash it, it'll come off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
You really don't want it to come off because you want the sear. You want it to be cold patty.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want the fat to render.
And how hard am I doing this?
As hard as you can.
And am I shifting this around or just trying to?
Keep your butt a little.
Okay. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
All right, there you go.
See it?
See those crispy. Those are the meat laces.
You guys get a good workout doing this.
Yeah.
This is your homemade seasoning.
House seasoning, sassy seasoning.
Okay.
How much? Around, you just want to make sure you cover it because you want flavor in every bite.
All right.
All right. Now, key here
is
you want to get those, you don't want to leave any meat on the, on the grill.
Okay.
Right? So get under there. You can see that sear.
Yeah. That's nice.
Come back and get dig deeper.
Yeah.
This is way funner than pancakes. All right,
over here.
All right, right here. Oh, no. There we go.
All right, there you go.
Season again. As much as before?
Yeah.
Oh, put this on top?
Yeah, but you want to square it up perfectly, so you want those cheese.
How's that?
Be perfect. There you go.
There we go.
All right.
That's beautiful.
All right, here we go.
One swift motion, there we go. That, that is a lovely burger.
Pull this up.
Uh-huh.
Then you come up, then you come up.
I feel like I excel at smashing, a little less at folding.
Yeah, you know what, it takes...
Here.
There you go.
I don't know. I did origami as a kid, so this is the best I could do right now. All right, I'm gonna go try this.
All right.
Thanks so much, Billy.
All right, thanks, bud.
I think the toughest part about making the smash burger was the anticipation. I mean, this thing looks glorious. Beautiful smashed up patties that just gives a little bit of a little skirt on the outer edges. This is freaking incredible. One bite. And the flavor just keeps coming and coming and coming. I am absolutely head over heels in love with this burger. First thing you taste when that burger goes in your mouth is that picture perfect sear. The slight crunch of the outer shells of the patty blended in perfect harmony with the seasoning. That seasoning is out of this world. I'm still feeling the tingle on my tongue from the seasoning. I thought I might've been overdoing it on the seasoning. Mm-mm. Every single bite, it's just a perfect amount. It's some of the best seasoning I've ever had on a burger. And then this sauce, this sassy sauce, it's citrusy with a little wasabi-esque kick. And then to complement the most perfect smash burger patties, gooey cheese and that crunchy, refreshing bite of pickle. This burger is pretty much instant food addiction. One bite and you're already thinking about your second burger. Everything about this is picture perfect, from the texture, the sear, the lean to fat ratio, the seasoning, the sauce, the pickles, the soft pillowy bun, everything. And when you do take a bite of this, all those ingredients mingle together. It's just a melt in your mouth, a beefy, uber cheesy, spicy, flavorful bite of a burger. I would travel for this burger, and you should too. I wish all food in the gas station could be this freaking good. This is actually one of the best burgers I've had in this country. Also, they serve Belgian waffles here. Burgers and waffles, why not? Mm, doughy, toasty, with a splash of sriracha syrup. These are actually really fantastic waffles. Mm. This food day is off to a marvelous start. Let's keep going.
This looks really cool. Doodle pies.
Where you can design your own pie.
So what's really cool about this place is that you can get a freshly made pie. And this pie is made right in front of you and it's cooked up in 6 minutes. And what you can do is you can basically add whatever you want into your pie or go for one of their signatures. I think I'm gonna do all that. And also, this is what's so cool about this place. It's pretty much an all you can stuff pie shop. You can choose from all the savory sweet toppings as much as you want, any topping you want, just stuff it into the pie. They'll put anything and everything in there. This is gonna be fun. This is so exciting. Each pie is a personal size. And I'll tell you guys, pies are my weakness. I love sweet pies, I love savory pies, and this brisket pie with mashed potato and gravy on top looks and smells ridiculous. Also, crust, gravy, brisket, all homemade. Peas and carrots inside, and this whole thing put together and cooked in about 6 minutes. Oh, it smells so incredible. Are you kidding me with this? This is a make your heart skip a beat type of pie. Beautiful golden crust on top, flaky and buttery. The brisket melts in your mouth. Every bite you get some crunch from the peas and carrots. Beautiful soft texture from the potatoes, and the gravy just ties it all together. Mm, this thing is piping hot. It's so deliciously satisfying. The crust is absolutely phenomenal. Oh my gosh, that crust is one of the highlights of this dish. Just look at how flaky this thing is.
beautiful buttery flavor, and it just goes so well with all that savory filling.
Everything about this is just solid A+.
Every element is perfect. So when you combine it together and put it in your mouth, the flavor just sings. You give me some hot sauce, put on this as well. This is just the greatest thing. Also, they mentioned that I have to try, they make quiches here. Just like everything else, baked fresh. Oh, just look how perfect this crust is. They really worked out a fantastic system with the crust in the oven and the bake time. I mean, just look at all the layers of this crust.
Even before this goes to my mouth, I can tell how buttery this is.
Without a doubt, this is the best quiche I've ever had. And I know this is the best quiche I've ever had because I usually don't like quiche. Sometimes I'll order it because there's not much on the menu.
This is mind-blowingly good. Again, the crust is so flaky. It tastes like a light, fluffy croissant on the outside.
Egg's soft and delicate. And the quiche, just like the pies, you can add whatever you want in there. So I opted for some bacon, some sun-dried tomatoes, and a ton of cheese.
This is just absolute perfection.
The flavor, the texture, everything is so spot on.
Add some hot sauce. Hot sauce gives it a little kick, cuts into the richness a little bit.
I can't get over how perfect that crust is.
This is the most buttery, flaky crust I've ever seen on a quiche. I'm so glad I got this. Best quiche you'll ever have in your life. Right here. Everything is just so good. Also, what I love about this concept, you're getting a whole pie, so you're getting all that great crusty edge in every single bite.
Those two savory pies went down so easy. Now I gotta try the sweet ones.
For the sweet ones, I got Rocky Rolled, Peach Satisfaction, and PB&J. Two a la mode, one with whipped cream on top.
So the Rocky Rolled has brownie bites, marshmallows, walnuts, and covered in caramel sauce. Of course, some ice cream on this as well.
If there is a bite of sweet heaven, this might be it. This just takes my breath away.
It tastes pretty much like the most ridiculous chocolatey lava cake under that signature flaky crust. It's gooey from the chocolate and the marshmallows, got the crunch from the walnuts. All that combined with the melty ice cream is like the most perfect pie. Met the most perfect lava cake. It had a bunch of marshmallow babies.
It was absolutely incredible.
Next up, Peachy Satisfaction. I love it when the ice cream melts into the pie a little bit. Giant chunks of peach with white chocolates and walnuts. Of course, had to get this since I'm in Georgia.
Come on. These pies here, they're gonna make you feel things. Very happy, good things.
It all starts again with that perfect crust. And the peaches just taste different here. Sweeter with a little bit of tart. Every bite, you're gonna get some crunchy walnuts.
The pies here just get better and better.
PB&J, this is really interesting. So it's strawberry filling with peanut butter and marshmallows.
Wow, oh, this is crazy good. This is so good. I start drooling after taking my first bite. If you are a fan of peanut butter and jelly, you will absolutely adore this. It's exactly like a peanut butter and strawberry jelly sandwich in a pie. And it's better than a sandwich because the peanut butter and jelly is hot. It's inside this perfectly toasty, buttery crust. This is like a normal peanut butter and jelly sandwich times a million. I mean, it's decadent. That is so good.
This place, 10 out of 10. Wow, what a fun concept. Put whatever you want into a pie. Main thing is everything tastes ridiculously delicious.
The pies are just exactly what you think a pie should taste like. Flaky, crusty, buttery. This is about as perfect of a pie as you can find anywhere. And like I said, it's small, so you know, it's not like you're getting a slice of pie. You're getting a little mini pie, so there's toasty, crusty edges everywhere. And it's not too thick, it's not too thin.
This is a must try place if you're ever around Atlanta. Very, very impressed by this.
Lunch number two, rice and pie.
This is another restaurant that's on Yelp's top 100 restaurants in America, and they serve up some very unique pizzas. So these are pizzas with an Indian twist.
So this is the number of spices in this pizza. There's chili pizza, tikka pizza, butter chicken jerk, Korean tandoori bump. Oh, there's a lot of different pizzas to choose from. This might be a difficult decision. I got two pizzas. One is chicken 65 pizza, and the other is the butter chicken pizza. It's such an interesting establishment. As soon as you walk in, you smell the masala in the air, all that delightful spices. And everything here is homemade, from the sauces to the spices to the marinade to the pizza dough. And it's kind of a Sicilian style pizza. Like I said, the dough is made in-house. On top of it, a layer of red sauce, plenty of cheese, your choice of veggies. I got some onions, jalapenos, some cilantro, and then a hefty helping of chicken 65. So if you don't know what chicken 65 is, it's a South Indian street food with 65 different types of spices. And it's red because there's a lot of red chili powder used in this recipe. And this is the best smelling pizza I have ever encountered. As soon as you open a box, all those different aromas from the spices, the meat, the cheese, the veg, just pummels you. My mouth is watering nonstop as I'm talking to you right now. And the crust is beautifully toasty, especially on the sides. Oh, this is so awesome. The chicken, succulent and tender, and it's delightfully crispy on the outside. Each bite of the chicken, you got the heat of the chilies, the slight tang that comes from the yogurt. I mean, 65 different types of spices. It's complex, it's profound, it's simply delicious. And combine that with the cheese and the toasty crust and different popping vegetables. This is the most flavorful pizza I've ever had. This chicken, I'll eat this all day long. Every day of the week, it's that good. That's just a masterful combination of rich, complex Indian flavors. Wow, my tongue is still on fire. Try some of this. This is pretty much Indian cola. Pretty much like a stronger Coke. And this is the butter chicken pizza. This is a fan favorite. Of course, curry sauce on the bottom and then layered with cheese, vegetables, tons of butter chicken. This is absolutely phenomenal. Butter chicken pretty much just embodies comfort, warmth, and richness. Tender chicken, the sauce is creamy, it's rich with a kiss of buttery sweetness. The chicken, just like the last one, so succulent and tender. You get that great flavor from the cardamom, that velvety touch of the cream, and these things just comes together into such an exquisite melody of flavors on a beautifully done pizza. And then of course the added crunch from the onions, the pepper, the wonderful aroma from the cilantro. The pizza's here, just pure flavor. I mean, so much of it. One more thing I gotta try. This place also has biryani, which is one of my favorite foods in the world. Had to give it a try. So this is chicken 65 biryani. And biryani, to me, it's pretty much like a celebration on a plate, or in this case, a bowl. So much spices, ingredients, everything. It's just cooked underneath a layer of fragrant rice. This thing attacks your sense of smell right away from across the room. I haven't had biryani in a while, and this thing almost brought a tear to my eye. The more you chew, the more fragrant this biryani becomes. Each grain of rice, it's elegant, it's fragrant, it's infused with just a wide array of spices, making it taste better and better every single time you chew. And they gave me some hot sauce to put on this in case it's not spicy enough. Peanutty hot sauce. Oh, this is so good. If you never had biryani before, if you love biryani, this is a great place to come get your fix. Can't stop eating this. Every bite is better than the next. Pure comfort food. Also, this is a chiku shake. This is a shake made from sapodilla fruit. Fruity and creamy. This is very, very nice, especially when you're eating something spicy, like what I'm doing right now. This is such a great compliment. I love this place. Next place I'm going to serves up a giant plate of seafood. Check this out.
Dinner is at Palm 78. And this place has a wide variety of seafood, steaks, and I got, well, pretty much got everything. This is their chef's board, and it is glorious. Two deep fried lobster tails, ribeye steak, rack of lamb, fried chicken, giant seared scallops, shrimp with a wide array of dipping sauces, spices, herbs. It is so beautifully served on a cutting board. Start off with some of these ginormous scallops. Oh my gosh. Look at these things glisten like they just came out of the ocean. So tender and juicy. Little splash of lemon juice. That's some top of the line. Ultra succulent, melt in your mouth. Buttery, tender scallops. Beautiful sear on the outside. So naturally sweet. Oh, these are just the best things ever. And next to them are some garlicky, buttery shrimp. That's awesome as well. And to go with that, this is a tropical latte. It's pineapple juice, coconut, guava, with a side of smoke. Beautiful tropical flavors. Goes so well with the buttery seafood. That is a juicy, juicy piece of steak. Good amount of fat on this. Also, this rack lamb. This is phenomenal. Just gonna dunk it into their house chimichurri. Chimichurri is excellent. It's fragrant, it's garlicky, a little bit of heat. That's perfect with this lamb. Also, the flavor of the lamb is so clean. Again, wonderfully tender, it's juicy. Beautiful smoky flavor as well. Chase that with a blueberry mojito. Some edible gold on maybe the biggest blueberries I've ever seen. So refreshing. Not only the food's good, drinks here are excellent. Also on the chef's board, half of an airline chicken. Look at this. Beautiful golden skin on the outside, covered in different herbs and seasoning. That is some light and crispy skin. And look at that glistening, juicy, tender meat. Dunk it a little bit into the demi-glaze. Oh, that was nice and sweet and smoky. And finally, look at this. Two beautifully fried lobster tail. Absolutely beautiful. Dunk it in the butter. This lobster tail is so flavorful. So much good flavor. This thing is covered in seasoning. It's sweet and slightly crunchy on the outside. Beautifully buttery after going for a swim. Again, all the food goes so well with their drinks. I especially love this. Blueberry Nojito. So that was a chef's board, and they told me there was another board I had to try. Feast your eyes on the Neptune board. Butter garlic shrimp. Again, the lobster tails. There's mussels, crab cake, whole fried snapper, and calamari sprinkled on top. Couple different dipping sauces. There's a caper aioli and a Cajun cream sauce. Dunk the calamari in there. This is freaking fantastic calamari. Light and crunchy on the outside. That's good, it's so freaking tender. Also, the seasoning on the breading of the calamari, absolutely delicious. It's savory, it's peppery, tons of flavor, fried perfectly. Bring some lemon juice all over this. Try the crab cakes, look at this. Dunk this into the caper aioli. This thing is just all crab. The crab is succulent, it's tender, inside a toasted, crusty shell. So naturally sweet and delicious. That's a freaking amazing crab cake. Got some mussels, dunk it in the butter. Mussel is good. I just keep going back to this crab cake. Finally, this pan-fried snapper. Flaky, juicy meat. Look at all the flavor, herbs, and seasoning on the outside of this fish. The skin is sizzled to golden brown perfection. The meat is tender, flaky, retains all its natural sweetness, and the mild, flaky flavors are enhanced by a splash of herb-infused butter and a drizzle of lemon juice. I think this is my first time having seafood in Atlanta. I mean, this has been just the ultimate surf and turf on a cutting board. And this has been just the most amazing food day. I had one of the best burgers in the country, some incredible pizza, and just a pure addiction bowl of biryani. And to wrap up the day, a surf and turf board for the ages. This has been an absolute amazing food adventure, and as always, all the places I went to listed down below for you guys. Thank you all so much for watching. Until we eat again, see you later.